Well, good afternoon, everyone. Glad to have you here at Texas Motor Speedway. I'm Doug Rice for the Performance Racing Network, and there's always a lot of buzz around race weeks here at TMS, and this weekend is absolutely no exception. I'm pleased to introduce the two folks that are up here at the front table. Don Gayhart, he is President, CEO of Curo Financial Technologies, and I think most of you guys know Eddie Gossage, President of Texas Motor Speedway. And if you would draw your attention to the video monitors, we got a quick little sizzle reel to show you here. All right, time for me to hand it off to Eddie Gossett. Ed, why have we gathered everybody here today?
Well, as you can see there, our friends at Speedy Cash came on board last summer and sponsored our June truck race, part of our truck IndyCar weekend. They also were involved with the downtown pit stop competition that we held in downtown Fort Worth. And through that relationship, we've entered into a bigger agreement, and they're going to continue to sponsor the June truck race on our IndyCar weekend, and it'll be the Speedy Cash 400. So we're pleased to have these folks join us, kind of dip their toe in the water, see what it's like, and then find out that they like being here. We've got their customers, they've got our customers, and it's a natural fit. So we welcome Speedy Cash, and want to welcome you, Don, to our partnership family.
So thank you. Yeah, my pleasure. Yeah. Thank you.
Don, go ahead and kind of play off on what Eddie talked about there, about how this has become a natural marriage for you two.
Yeah, so as we had a great time here last June. It was great for our customers, great for our employees. Our company is, our home is Wichita, but Texas is our biggest market. We've got 90 branches here. We've got about 650 employees, and most importantly, we've served almost 500,000 customers in Texas over the last year, and over 1.8 million customers in Texas over the last 5 years. So the excitement that we got and the response we got from our customers, the response we got from our employees was, it just was a win-win. And really, to top it all off, Eddie and his team, one of whom in the back of the room there, were so great to work with, and I think our folks get along great, and it made it really easy. Sometimes you make some hard decisions in business, but this was one of the easier ones we've had to make in a long time.
Hey, it's nice when you get them introduced and they still want to come back. That's a big plus.
Absolutely, and like Don was saying, our team and their team really worked well together. It's almost dangerous when you get our guys together with their guys. We're talking about it's kind of like, you know, fire and gasoline together, and but we've just really enjoyed getting to know all the folks that work for Don at Speedy Cash. And you know, I got to be honest, I felt like they were a local company, you know, and because their presence is so large here in Dallas-Fort Worth, so just a good partner to have.
Fire and gasoline, that sounds like one of your pre-race shows here.
It does, and it sounds like Martinsville last Sunday about 6 o'clock or something.
There
like
you
that.
Go.
Yeah.
We have a quick sample of some of their TV commercials. Let's go ahead and take a quick look at that.
Speedy Cash is proud to announce our continued sponsorship of the SpeedyCash.com 400. The NASCAR Gander Outdoors Truck Series race isn't just any race. It's 180 miles per hour of heart-pounding side-by-side truck racing. Y'all get ready.
Don, how many of your folks will be on hand for the race? I mean, you talked about the engagement within your company.
I think we're going to have about 30 people so far that are signed up, and I'm guessing it looks like the weather's going to be nice this weekend. We may probably end up having some last-minute additions cool. to that lineup as well, but we're all looking forward to it.
Well, fantastic. Any questions here for Eddie or Don? Mark Garrow. Sorry, I had to pick the person furthest away from you.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Don, we've heard the last couple of years of NASCAR, it's always, you know, a little bit, you know, Debbie Downer when it comes to sponsorships and people talking about that. But NASCAR continues to draw new sponsorships, and you're just the latest of that. Can you speak to that and why your company decided to go in this particular direction?
Yeah, you know, I think for us it really – I think the, you know, if you talk to sort of the marketing people, some of whom are sitting over there, I mean, they're all about sort of, you know, value and you know, making sure that we can take, you know, our resources and get the best return on it. But I think that's, you know, there's a lot of sort of financial calculations you can make. But for us, what is hard to measure is sort of like the energy and the excitement that some of the sponsorship stuff does. And I think that we got more energy and excitement from, you know, I was just, we were out with a bunch of folks from the office in Wichita the other night watching game 7 of the World Series. And you could, you know, there's guys swapping pictures of cars they're buying and fixing up that work for us. And I'm like, you know, it's within our, you know, it's a lot of kind of gearheads in the company. We've got over 4,000 employees in North America, again, 650 in Texas and about another 900 up in Wichita. So I think that for us, it made, you know, the economics made a ton of sense, but I think the energy and excitement, that's hard to measure, that kind of stuff, felt, you know, kind of off the charts for us.
I think Wolfgang had two questions.
Yeah, two questions. Yeah, actually. Wolfgang Wunser from Germany. Two questions for Mr. Don Gerhardt. Mm-hmm. Number one, how came your company in contact with motorsport, especially with NASCAR? And number two, I think your company so far is just doing business in the United States of America. Any plans to expand your business into Europe?
So I didn't quite get the first question. Did you catch it?
How did your company came in contact with
Motorsport? I would say, and I guess, let me answer the second one first. So we're actually in the U.S. and Canada. So we're just in North America, but we've got over 400 branches across North America and about 4,000 employees, roughly split about 3,000 in the States and about 1,000 up in Canada. You know, we're looking at a lot of opportunities in a lot of different places, but, you know, between, you know, the U.S. and Canada, you've got, you know, close to 400 million people in some really great markets, and I think we kind of like putting our dollars and our resources in to continue to expand in North America. But, you know, the moment I say that, some great opportunity might pop up somewhere else, and so I might be proven wrong over the next year. On the motorsports front, I think we've dipped our toe in some local stuff in some different places and done some kind of track sponsorship stuff, and that kind of worked out well. But I'm really going to hand it to Ryan Ratzi, who is our chief marketing officer, and his team that really sort of saw the opportunity here and worked with Eddie's team to sort of, you know, come up with something that made sense for both of us. So I think it was a lot of sort of little nibbles that ended up with a much bigger kind of bite at the end of the day.
Jerry Jordan.
Jerry Jordan, kicking the tires at net. You guys were supposed to be a one-off, kind of like your winner last year, Greg Biffle. So did any of that excite you guys to come back? What was it that made you come back and sign? You talk about the excitement of the racing, but this has got to be a good marketing decision and branding for Speedy Cash as well.
I mean, absolutely. And I think I was saying, we were talking out in the hallway yesterday in Wichita. It was Halloween, and we have a bunch of, you know, a chili cook-off and a bunch of costume stuff. And we have four buildings up there on our little campus. And just walking between the buildings and talking to people who knew we were coming down here, if you could just, you know, the sense of excitement in the employees, and, you know, for them to be able to see, hey, we're part of something. This, you know, our little company group started in Wichita 22 years ago. It was three guys who played junior high football together, started it. And it's grown to be, you know, 4,000 employees. And as I said, you know, millions of customers every year. And so for our employees, who particularly the ones that have been around the company for a while, to see our company get to a kind of a scale where we can be part of something like this is, you know, it's pretty, even the new employees love it, but people that have been around for a while and see that, hey, we're part of something like this now, well, that's really, you know, that's terrific. And we've got the 3-year deal. We've got a you know, the number 36 car in the race here on Sunday. So that's all, you know, for employees, that's a ton of excitement. And, you know, you walk around our offices, you see a lot of replicas up on you know, top of desks and top of cubicles for people that really follow it and talk about it. It's just a natural for us.
Any other questions? Well, thank you very much for your attendance. Eddie, yep. Don, good luck with thank the new partnership. Sounds, to take your word, exciting.
Looking Great. Forward to it very Great. Much.
And thank you, Doug.
First time I've been able to talk to you guys, just want to say welcome to Texas Motor Speedway. We're really glad to have you and hope you have a great time at the AAA Texas 500. So thank you all for being here.